Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to All About Entrepreneurs. Well, we're excited that you decided to tune in to the show today. Heard every weekday morning at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Well, we want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes, get ready to go to another level in your life. Because it's all about entrepreneurs. We have exciting guests who will come and teach you the strategies, the tips, and the tools for you to be a successful entrepreneur. Well, we hope that you enjoy the show. And don't forget, invite a friend. The show is going to be awesome. And now, your host, Coach Lalisa J. Williams.
Good morning, and welcome back to the All About Entrepreneur Show today. This is Thursday. We are so excited, and we are so happy to be here. Thank you for tuning in to the broadcast. Thank you for whether you're calling in on the phone lines, whether you go back and listen to the archive, or you're in the chat room. Welcome to the guests in the chat room. I just want to let you know that this show is geared toward bringing you up-to-date and tactical information to help you as you start, grow, expand, build your business. So we want to share all kinds of information with you to help you do that. We want to bring people on to help you. Now, some of you probably don't know, as I put the notice out on Facebook, some people are starting to call me Miss Release Your Power herself. So, yes, I did wrote the book, designed a program, and actually that program is now going to go forth in yet another city. It was invited to go to North Carolina 2 years ago. We went to North Carolina, and we did the Release Your Power conference there for women. And we had about 20 or so women gathered in a hotel together. Now we're going to Maryland, Landover, Maryland, in about a month or so. So if you'd like to go, just stand by. There will be information about it. If you'd like to join in on the Release Your Power Conference. So being an all-about entrepreneur, sometimes as an entrepreneur, you might create a product and or build a service, and it may not take off the way you thought it was at the time that you produced it. However, that's the beautiful thing about a creation. You don't know when it might take off. For instance, look at people. You know, I'm sure God, when he first created people, things didn't go as he planned as well. So, but he didn't get rid of us. And look at what happened. So many great things have happened since then. So much is the same with this whole Release Your Power show. You're going to be hearing more about that. Also, we want to welcome any of our, we have a new international association for women leaders and entrepreneurs, so we want to welcome any of those new members. Now, if you were on the show on Monday and Wednesday, I talked about steps to writing a business plan. So hopefully you got those steps down. If you are starting a business, I said the first thing you want to do is start with writing a business plan for your business. You don't want your business to, yeah, you ran the idea across to your parents, your family members, you know, your children, your spouse, and those people, and it would sound like a good idea to them as well. So then the next step is to begin to do the research, and the research you're doing is to put it in this business plan. So I said that you could also contact the SBA, and they will give you more information. You can also go to our website, WLEISSOCIATION.wildapricot.org. That's our website for now. You can go to that website, and you can also get other resources for your business to help your business grow. We have our special guest coming on next Thursday. Every Tuesday, you know, we have Terry Benjamin bringing us another very powerful book, as he brought us on this past Tuesday. So he's always bringing a different book topic. And if you get all the books that he's been recommending, when he finishes, you're going to have 60 books, 60 powerful books. The last one he talked about was a book by a man named Bill Moore, talked about Fearonomics. We probably want to have him back to talk about that book. That was a very, very good topic, especially for entrepreneurs. But I'm sure that next Tuesday he'll have an equally as good book. But I certainly want to hear, I'm asking you the question. And the question is, have you yet released your power? So if you have, call in the number 347-945-7991. Call in, and I want to hear about your episode, about your situation, about your occasion that you have released your power. If you have not yet released your power, I'd like for you also to call in 347-945-7991 and tell me why you have not yet released your power. Well, if you haven't released your power because you haven't yet read the book, you can purchase the book. Go to the website www.release-your-power.com and place your order today. Do it now. www.release-your-power.com. If you haven't got the book, run over there to the website and get it today. You can pay for it with any form of credit card or debit card. You can order it right online. I'll be shipping them out. If you order today, I'll put it in the mail tomorrow, and you'll have the book by Monday. By Monday, you can be reading this powerful book that is sweeping the nation, I'm telling you. If you don't get the book, you're going to be left out, because we're going to have everybody reading Release Your Power. We're going to talk about reasons why to end today more than any other time you need to release your power. I remember when President Obama first got elected in 28, I did like a little news trailer about the book Release Your Power and some parts of his speech and his presidency. Now that he's served 4 years and has gotten through a re-election and now has 4 more years to serve, I'm even more convinced that this book is the right now message for a right now economy that we're in. So today, if no other day, is a good day for you to release your power, whether you're a student, a teacher, but we are helping entrepreneurs. I'm about to launch a major blitz advertising campaign to help entrepreneurs release their power. If you're not releasing your power, then I want to know, what are you doing? Because persons who release your power, release their power, they experience a higher level of success. Not just more success, but a higher level. So what do we mean by a higher level? Well, you'll have to come to one of our workshops to find out. But there are higher levels of success. People who experience Release Your Power and read this book, they also experience a greater discovery of their own personal power. You know, most people only use about maybe like 5 to 10% of their own personal power. Now, when you're on the job, you need to use your power. You need to release your power at work. Supervisors, managers, directors, executive directors, CEOs, vice presidents, and the board of directors, and even the shareholders, they're all looking for employees that can release their power at work, that can become their fullest them, the fullest they can utilize, their fullest potential, that they can self-actualize and beyond. Individuals at work who have read this book are individuals who feel empowered, they feel motivated. These are individuals who go to work, they're passionate about what they do, they focus on what they're doing, they don't worry about this person and that person and that person. They are dead focused on helping that organization to meet its goals and objectives, because one of the chapters in the book deals with developing the leader within. So anywhere you look, whether it's in any other part of society, when you look, you will see that individuals who develop their inner leader are individuals who are well on their way to a whole nother level of achievement, goal achievement, success, accomplishment. These are people who are able to see things that the average person just can't even see. These are individuals who are able to go to work and experience situations that the average worker will never, ever experience. The worker that is just mediocre, but the person that has peeled away at some of the blockage that has kept them from really releasing their power. So you've got to get this book. The first chapter is absolutely one of the best chapters in the book. The chapter is on choosing to change. That is absolutely the most powerful chapter of that book. If you don't have the book, Release Your Power, you need to go out and get it. It is life-changing. You need to reread it. We are traveling around the country. Like I said, we're going to Maryland in April. We're going to Cleveland next month in March. We'll be going to North Carolina in June. We'll be going to Philadelphia in June. We'll be going to Kansas City also in June. So our calendar is filling up. Please, please, please go out and get yourself a copy of that book. If you already have a copy, consider purchasing a copy for your friend. We're going to have some specials. We're going to have some deals. We're going to have, an all-out full blitz is being rolled out at the 1st of March for this book, Release Your Power. If you're not releasing your power, I want to know what you're doing. If you just picked the book up and thought, oh, it's a nice topic, I just bought it because my friend Coach Lalisa wrote it. No, you got to read that book and you have to let it motivate you, you know. And this book is actually, I know a lot of people don't believe in being motivated, but this book is motivating. It will motivate you. So if you come to the conference in April, which will be taking place down in Maryland, I would look forward to seeing you there. We're going to be doing some seminar. We're going to be doing a seminar down there. What people can expect to get out of this conference is that they can expect to, you know, learn how to tap into their untapped. Everybody has untapped power within you that is stopping you from achieving what it is that you really want most in life. Most people do not know how to achieve their dreams. I mean, their deepest desires, their heart's desires, the things that they really would love to do. They don't know how to go after them. Most people, and one of the problems that most people have is because, unfortunately, they have too many negative people in their lives. If you want to be a success, you have to get rid of the negative people. When I went from being a high school dropout to now working on a PhD, when I went from I could not get a job, and the only jobs I could get was mopping floors, cleaning offices at night in a downtown office building in Cincinnati, Ohio. I'll never forget it. When those were the only kind of jobs I could get and the only kind of jobs I was expected to get until I released my power. And now I teach on a college campus. I work with administrators and leaders in the various communities on all types of community development issues, community economic development issues. I'm telling you, if you are not releasing your power, then you're really not living. Because you're not living your best life. You know, you're not living your fullest purpose yet. Okay? Your purpose is to release this power, whether you have one gift or whether you have 100. It doesn't matter. And in the workshop, I talk about how to tap into your own reservoir of energy, the energy that it takes to work on, you know, projects or to do what it is you want to do. So I'm so excited about this conference coming up in Landover, Maryland. I would love if you can make it to the conference. It's all about entrepreneurs. We're here today talking about releasing your power. And I ask the question, have you released your power yet? If you have, great. Tell us about it. What are you doing? Have you reached any goals yet this year? Did you set any goals? You should be reaching them by now. We're at the end of February, going into a new month tomorrow, going into March. Okay? Okay, there's only 4 quarters, you know, in the month. I mean, in the year, and we're about to end one of them. What have you accomplished? What have you achieved? Have you released your power? Have you become who you really are? So if you have, you can call in 347-945-7991. Hit your number one key, and we will take your call. Stand by. I have to play this commercial, so don't go away. Listen to this, and I'll be right back.
Hi, are you a woman that's a leader and also an entrepreneur and looking for a group of like-minded, empowered individuals that you can connect with? Well, I want to tell you about Women Leaders and Entrepreneurs International Association. Women Leaders and Entrepreneurs International Association, WLEIA, recently launched its new membership organization. As a member, you will have the opportunity to connect with other leaders and individuals who can help you in your development, help you as you grow your business, your life, and those around you. Trial membership is being offered right now at the very low rate of just $20. As a $20 member, you will get self-directed coaching, online group coaching. You will be able to be listed in our WLEIA directory, get a free online leadership assessment, and many, many other benefits. Well, here at WLEIA, we believe that membership has its privileges. So go on over to the website, check it out, and we hope that you join with our membership today. Go to http://wleiaassociation.wildapricot.org. You can always contact us on Facebook at Women Leaders and Entrepreneurs International Association. Well, we hope that you join with us as we help you get to the top of your game. We want to see you on top.
Well, we thank you for listening to that commercial. And as the commercial was playing, I got another great idea. If you are listening to the broadcast and you order the book between now and midnight, that's midnight tonight, you will also get one free membership in Women Leaders and Entrepreneurs International Association. You'll get the trial membership, which is the trial membership, which is a $20 membership. You will get that membership. That membership does last for 1 year. So anyone who purchased that book before the end of the day, the book does sell for $15. And when you order it online, like I said, add another $1.50 or so for shipping and handling, and you'll have the book by Monday. And you can also join us on this journey of power release individuals. We're going around the country this year, the year 2013. We will go around the country. I'm not sure how many books we'll sell. We've already sold close to 5,000 copies of that book. And so we're going to continue on our journey, and we are just excited that we get a chance to help people tap into a resource, a powerful resource that is within them, that it is yours to tap into. There's no reason you should not be successful. There is no reason you should not be achieving greatness. There is no reason you should not be able to do whatever it is you want to do. I don't care if it's lose weight. I don't care if it's get a degree. It might mean starting a business, getting a husband or a wife. Whatever it is, there is no way you should not be able to get it, because you can get it. And this book is going to teach you some simple strategies to use. So, this book has 8 strategies for releasing your power, how to release that power, how to make it happen for yourself and eventually others, because the other people around you will also benefit from you being a true, phenomenal power source. Yes, you will be a power source in the individual's lives. So whether it's your children, other family members, it could be your coworker, it could be your supervisors, it could be the employees who work for you. You're an entrepreneur, you need to get this book and you need to read it. As a matter of fact, you need to have all your employees read it. And you know what you need to do? You need to have me come do a workshop for you and your employees so that you all could be around that company releasing your power. Everyone operating in their own gifts and talents, but everyone focused in on the goals of that organization. I will show them how to do it. I will show them how it's done. I will give them example upon example upon example. People that have actually released their power and have become very successful. Some of these individuals were on drugs. They were in the drug-addicted states. They have pulled themselves up now. They're very successful. Some were teenage pregnant mothers without a husband, and they dropped out of school. But today they have, you know, high levels of degrees. They have very powerful jobs, and they own their own homes. These people are very successful. Why? Because they released their power, and you can do it too. You can do it to individuals that have read this book. Some were, you know, near homeless and just not doing that much. But after reading this book and being motivated to go out there, okay, and do what you can do with your life is incredible. So, again, if you would like to share with us how you have released your power or why you would like to get this book, tell us what you believe that this book will do for you just from listening to what I've been sharing. Please dial in 347-945-7991, and you can just hit your number one key, and I will absolutely take take your call, but we have just a few minutes left to the broadcast, so if you would like to do that, you might want to do that right now while we still have a little bit of time left to listen to the broadcast. I'm so excited. I know I've been excited about a lot of things, but I have never been this excited. I'm more excited now than I've ever been about anything. So again, I welcome you to the show. Thank you for tuning in to another segment of All About Entrepreneurs. Don't forget, go out, get the book, Release Your Power. If you have read it, great. Order it for a friend. Pass it on. If you read it, and I know you're empowered. If you read it and you're not empowered, you need to read it again. That means you probably missed something, okay? Or you didn't read it with the understanding that I'm supposed to get empowerment from this book. Then that means you need to reread it. Just sit there and stare at that topic for a minute. Release your power. 8 strategies for becoming who you really are. There is so much greatness inside of you that you haven't yet tapped into. Why? I'm suspecting because of past failures, past mistakes, people from your past that are still in your present, and they didn't do much in the past, so I don't know what much you think they're going to do for your present. Some of these people are dead weight, and they're holding you back from achieving your greatness. That whether you're a student, whether you're a business person, an employee, a professional, whatever your situation is, it holds true the same. If you're not moving forward, if you're not releasing your power, you're really not doing that much. You're not doing near as much as you could be doing. And with today's economy, we need all hands on deck. We need everybody doing, and God requires it. He expects you to make good of every gift, talent, opportunity, skill that He has put in front of you. Take advantage of it. Don't destroy people. Don't hurt people. We ought to be making success for others. There are other people. So we're excited. We hope you are. We're down to the last couple of minutes. I was hoping that we'd at least get one person to call in. If you call in, all you'd have to do is hit your number one key to let me know that you're on the phone line. You just hit your number one key, and I will definitely take your call. But I really wanted someone to call in, tell us about. So we'll do the show again tomorrow. Same concept. I want people to call in, talk about Release Your Power. We're helping entrepreneurs all around the country release their power. We want you to get your staff to release your power, and we are excited. Entrepreneurs, it's a new day. It is time to do all that you can with other people who are going to come on and talk to you about things that you might need for your business. But we, whether it's funding, financing, what have you, but I'm excited. This is going to be a great and powerful day today. And I feel it, and you have to feel it. You have to know it. You have to claim it. You have to call it forth. Great, you have to, you know, great day come to me. Okay? You have to, accomplishments, successes come to me. I want to be a success. I want to accomplish something great with what God has given me. It's not just for some people. It's for every people. Everybody gets a part of this. God is no respecter of persons. What He did for one, He'll do for you. And you have to know that. You have to believe it. So this book will even help you in believing that you are great. You are somebody. So until next time, have a wonderful, wonderful day, and we'll see you back here tomorrow, same time, same place.
That's right. There's no stopping you now. Well, thank you for tuning in to another segment of All About Entrepreneurs. Don't forget, stop by our website, www.blogtalkradio.com/allaboutentrepreneurs, and visit us on the web at www.release-your-power.com. Like our friend page on Facebook, follow us on Twitter at twitterandfacebook.com/CoachLalisa. If you would like to get in touch with one of the entrepreneurs or one of the guests that you've heard on the show, please send us a request on Facebook or on Twitter or right here on Blog Talk Radio. Well, if you're not an entrepreneur yet, I don't know what you're waiting for. Go out and make it happen. Again, we'll see you tomorrow, same time, same place, for another exciting episode of All About Entrepreneurs. Stay tuned for our conferences, our seminars, and our webinars, where you can get further trained as you develop just what you are and just what you want to do. Again, this has been Coach Lalisa J. Williams.